Welcome to podcast episode number 126 of RV Industry News, which is being delivered to you from Arizona, where I'm visiting for a few days. I'm Greg Gerber, the editor of RV Daily Report, and your host for this week's show. Today's podcast is sponsored by Fusion Electronics, where an entertainment revolution is underway for the RV industry. Fusion specializes in lifestyle entertainment with a wide range of stereo and speaker products for all types of RVs. Strength in product design, coupled with innovative thinking, has led to Fusion's growth into new product categories and the development of a world-leading RV audio product range. I'm taking a quick break from Texas to visit my home base in Arizona to hook up with some partners, work on 2016's taxes with the corporate accountant, complete some legal forms to keep the corporation out of trouble, and work with some advertisers and check out the new Little Dealer Little Prices store in Prescott, which is north of Phoenix. This is almost the best time of the year to visit the Phoenix area. The weather is nice, but the snowbirds bring a lot of traffic with them. The best time to visit, in my opinion, is March when the citrus trees start blooming. I just wish I could bottle up that scent. It is just splendid. Over the past 3 years, I have visited every state in the 48 lower continental states. It's been a fun experience, and I had the opportunity to travel through a bunch of states and cities of all types. So when U.S. News and World Report released its top 25 list of the best places in America to visit or to live, I was stunned at some of the cities that made that top 10 list. Austin was ranked as number one, and that, sure, you could go there if you like lots of traffic, high prices, and the inability to use plastic shopping bags when getting groceries. Austin, which was a fun place to visit a few years ago, has been absolutely polluted by millennial tech geeks escaping California. Denver was probably a good choice for the number two spot. I visited there the first year I was RVing so that I could attend a JCO conference, and it's a truly beautiful state with lots to do. But San Jose, California is number three? No way. A mobile home sells for $500,000 in that city. Traffic is outrageous, and the people are really, really rude in that area, as a general rule. Number four was the District of Columbia, and I can't think of a more negative place to live in the world. Everyone is engrossed with politics, and it just sucks the positive energy right out of people. Sitting in traffic jams for hours doesn't help, nor do the adjustable tolls that change based on the amount of congestion, so that car drivers can pay up to $35 or more to travel 5 miles at 20 miles an hour. The area is rife with speed cameras, red light cameras, and nonstop traffic stalling protesters. Living there? No thanks, not for me. Number five was Fayetteville, Arkansas, and I really can't comment on that as I did not travel through the northwestern part of that state. So we'll take their word for it that it's a good place to live. Seattle made the list at number six, and it was my all-time favorite place to visit in America for many, many years. In fact, it was my destination when I took my first solo vacation as a 20-year-old back in 1980. I took the train from Columbus, Wisconsin out to Seattle and back. Back then, Microsoft was an emerging company, but the city is now a magnet for tech firms and attracted another couple million California refugees who brought their massive traffic with them. It's hard to get through Seattle. Still, nothing beats a walk through Pike's Market and the waterfront. And if you like biking, there aren't many more cities in America that are more bicycle-friendly than Seattle. Raleigh-Durham made the list at the number seven spot, and I enjoyed visiting that area last August. People were friendly, and there seemed to be lots of things for people to do in that area. Just don't try to get an oil change for your RV. The closest place to get that type of service for me was Virginia. Boston ranked number eight, and I love Boston. Yes, it has traffic, but it generally flows pretty smoothly except for a couple of minutes during rush hour. However, it is rich in Revolutionary War history, and I loved walking the Miracle Mile and learning about America's founding. Bunker Hill, Ironsides, Paul Revere's Church, and the oldest continuing restaurant in the United States can be found there. Plus, you can't visit Boston without having at least one lobster. They're everywhere and delicious. Number nine was Des Moines, Iowa. I've got nothing against Des Moines, but it's full of Iowegians. It's a nice city, but there's really nothing spectacular stood out as memorable for my several visits to Des Moines. I can think of a dozen other cities that would probably be better choices in that position, like Madison, Wisconsin, or Tampa, Florida. Number 10 was Salt Lake City, and I attended a conference there in 2013. It's a bright star in Utah, which is generally consists of nothing but hundreds of miles of desolate highways, all leading to Salt Lake City. But there is some very unique history there and some very special architecture. Cost of living is relatively low, and people are generally very friendly, so I can see why it made that list. Overall, I just don't agree with many of the judges' choices, and perhaps I'll need to compile my own list of the top 25 RV-friendly cities in America based on my experience. That might be fun, and I'll have to give that some thought. Today's guest is Jason Buckles with Bolt. It's a unique company based out of the Milwaukee area that makes locks which allow people to use their car keys to open the locks. That means RVers don't need a half dozen keys for their hitch locks, cable locks, and padlocks. They just insert their car key, twist it, and it sets the tumblers to match, and all you need is the car key to unlock it going forward. It's brilliant technology and really should be embraced by the RV industry because it's well known that the same keys are often able to open other RVs in the same campground. So Jason is the company's market or web marketing analyst and developer who handles all of the company's social media. I asked him to come onto the show to explain how the technology works and how RV manufacturers could embrace it to improve the security of RVs. I also asked him to show and explain how RV owners can benefit from using the locking technology already. So please welcome Jason Buckles with Bolt to the show. Welcome back, everybody. It is my pleasure today to go all the way up to my home state of Wisconsin to talk to somebody from Bolt. And they are a company that provides some innovative security and locking products for the RV industry. And we have on the show with us today, Jason Buckles, who is the web marketing analyst and developer. He does all the social media and good stuff like that. Welcome aboard, Jason. Is it snowing up there?
It's not snowing yet, but thanks for having me today.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So tell us a little bit about Bolt and how it came about.
So Bolt Locks, what it is, it's a line of locks that works with a vehicle key. It came about, so our company, Bolt Locks, has been around for about 5 or 6 years or so, but it came out of an idea from our parent company called Strattec Security, who makes the locks and keys for GM, Ford, and Chrysler. Came out of an idea to try to make it easier on the assembly line. So like when we're building these cars and stuff, hey, you can go around and you can easily set all these locks to your key on the car. And we came around with this and brought it into a consumer product, which is Bolt Locks. And we've been making locks and keys for the OEs for many years now. Originally, we started as a part of Briggs & Stratton, which is over 100 years ago, and we recently spun off about 20 years ago into our own company, Strattec Security. And then we came up with Bolt Locks, which is a great idea that makes things super simple and convenient.
Does this mean that you can have locks that secure your recreation vehicles and equipment that can also be used to with the same keys that you have?
Exactly. So what it is, you first time you take one of the locks, our locks, so you take the ignition key from your vehicle, put it into the lock, turn it once, and now the lock works with that ignition key for your vehicle. So we have padlocks, cable locks, receiver locks, a whole bunch of different locks, and it all works off one key. And we work with a wide range of vehicles as well. So we work with GM, Ford, Chrysler, Toyota, and Nissan vehicle keys for about the last 20, 25 years.
So how does that work? I mean, that just seems almost implausible for you to take just any key, put it in, turn it, and it works to secure your padlocks and things like that.
Yeah, and it's just really that simple. It takes just seconds to set the lock. What it is, the first time you put your key in, all the tumblers in there move up and down freely. And as you turn your key the first time, it locks it in place and memorizes it, those tumbler positions. So on top of that, this is all mechanical, so there's no batteries required, so you don't have to worry about keeping it charged or anything like that in the field. We actually have a video available. We have it on our YouTube and our website where you can actually see what happens during the coding process and how the lock actually learns your key.
I'll be sure to include that in the show notes. I think people would find that very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the cylinder then is coded just to that key?
It's just to that key. So if you had someone else with the same sort of key walks up, it will not open. And on top of that, because we have the different locks for different vehicle types, you have so much more security that makes it even more secure than a lot of the other locks we have that are available on the market today.
Okay, and it works with your car keys, but will it also work with like your house key?
Won't work with the house key. These are based all around the vehicle key, and but it works with a wide range, like I said before. So it works with the GM, so Chevy, GMC with a Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, the Chrysler, so Dodge, Ram, Jeep, and then Toyota and Nissan.
And most people have one of those types of cars.
Yeah, and that covers a long, wide range of people and a large range of trucks on the market too, and SUVs. So if you get having people towing stuff, it definitely is a great option for those people.
This is an important issue for the RV industry because many people are already aware that there's only one key that controls all of the compartments in an RV, and that key is generally available on almost every type of RV that's out there. So if you have one RV lock, that comes out of the factory, that can probably be used to open other RVs of the same size and in the campground.
Yeah, exactly. And so now we're having a solution where you have one key to open all your stuff, but you're not having that same problem of having everyone having the key. Only you have the key this time to open all those locks.
Okay. I was looking on the website, and it looks like you have well over a dozen, maybe even two dozen different types of locks that people can purchase.
Yeah, so some of the different locks we have our 2-inch padlock, perfect for anything you need to lock up, like if you're locking up toolboxes, you're locking up, if you're locking up like gates and stuff like that, anytime you would use a normal padlock, our 2-inch padlock is perfect for that. We have our cable lock, the 6-foot coiled cable, so you're great for locking up bikes, generators, you have coolers, stuff like that, locking it up too as when you're out on the field. Receiver locks, we have both a 1/2-inch, which is good for those smaller towing options. So that's good for the class 1 and class 2. And then we have our 5/8, which is good for class 3, 4, and 5 towing applications. On top of that, if you have some toolboxes and stuff, we have our toolbox replacement latch. And then for our Jeep guys, we have a bunch of other Jeep products as well.
Mm-hmm. And so these locks are pretty much, like you said, you've got some that can be used on the hitches, but you're not going to be able to lock RV compartment doors and things like that at this point with these kind of locks. Is that correct?
Not at this point. I mean, we're always looking for new ideas, and if you have someone out there who is really creative and is willing to take a little bit of initiative, we do sell the cylinders as well, so you could potentially drop it in. The biggest thing we stress on that, though, is that our cylinders are both bigger and longer, so it's not a drop-in application, but if someone's a little creative, it's definitely an option that's out there.
Well, this is kind of interesting. That means that RV manufacturers looking for a way to distinguish themselves from other manufacturers might look at employing this kind of technology in the locks that they install in the RVs.
They could, and then they would be able to use that RV ignition key and set all the locks to work with that key.
And make it work really well. Well, that sounds very exciting. How long would it take to develop that kind of technology, do you think, in the RV industry? Is this something that we're looking at years or months?
A lot of it comes down to, with the RV industry, is that there's not a lot of standardization in the latches itself. So if someone's willing to come up with a standardized latch, definitely you can reach out to us and maybe we can talk and work something out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds great. Now, I noted that you folks say that this eliminates a lot of frustration because everybody has a lot of keys. So this is making it even easier for people to secure their stuff by using the keys that they already have.
Exactly. So our big idea here is about convenience security. A lot of times when you either get convenience or you get security. So either you can get into everything really quick and easy, you can access it, you don't have to worry about it, but that's not secure. Or you have it super secure, but you have so many different keys that takes forever to get into whatever you're trying to get to. Bolt locks really helps bring the idea of convenience security and just destroys the idea of the convenience for security curve. Now, as you get more secure, so you add more locks to whatever your RV or your trailer or whatever you have, you actually get more convenient because you still only have one key to open everything. So you're not fumbling around for that giant janitor key ring full of different keys to say which key is to this padlock or to this padlock over here. It's only one key for everything.
Now, see, the way it would work for me is that I would get to the campground, and then I'd get set up, and I'd need to unlock something or secure something, and then I'd realize that I left the key in the garage.
Exactly. In this case, you don't have to worry because you're going to have the key with you always. It's your vehicle key, the key you most people carry with them at all times.
Is there a risk to having the vehicle key used to lock other devices? I mean, what if you lost your vehicle keys? Would that make it easier for people to get in?
If someone was to get your vehicle key, yes, they could get in. But they would still have to know which locks go to which key. There's no easy way to identify. Just look at a lock. Hey, this lock goes to this particular key. They would have to know where it's going to,
right,
which locks match the key. And at the same time, if you happen to lose your key, and you still say you had traditional locks, and you happen to someone takes your key and wants to get into your stuff, they would still just drive away with your truck and everything you have in it.
Mm-hmm.
Versus anyway, so it's not much of an issue if people are like always saying like, "Oh, I lose my key, people get to everything." And a lot of times those guys also keep all of their regular padlock and those kind of keys on their key ring.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. It also means that you can get replacement keys relatively easily by going to
Exactly.
even a Walmart and having them cut you a new key.
Exactly. And so say you have a duplicate key of this, it will still work in all your locks.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that makes it even more secure or easier because, you know, some of these keys that are in cars, you know, they have the radio frequency identifier and things like that. Make it super complicated to get in there, but these don't need that kind of key. You're just looking at the actual cuts and the marks in the key when programming or setting the tumblers for that first time.
Correct. So say you wanted to have a second key just for your locks, you can go get an inexpensive vehicle key, which is still more secure than the other lock keys out there, but you're not paying a lot of money for it. But you still have that convenience of one key for all of your locks.
We need to break for a moment to thank Fusion Electronics, the RV industry's lifestyle entertainment specialists, for sponsoring this week's podcast. Founded in New Zealand in 1998, Fusion is poised to become a full-fledged global electronics brand. Its 750 series stereo system offers RVers DVD and CD playback with electronic shock protection, HDMI connection, and support for the latest Apple, Windows, and Android devices, as well as USB media players, including Bluetooth audio streaming capabilities and Wi-Fi. For more information, visit www.fusionentertainment.com. Now let's go back to the interview with Jason Buckles with Bolt Locks. But what happens if you get a new car? What does that mean for the locks?
Unfortunately, these locks do permanently learn the first key using them, so they're not resettable. We do, in that situation, we suggest you sell the locks with the vehicle, and you can buy a new set, so it's kind of upsell. With that being said, all of our locks do come with a limited lifetime warranty, and they have some of the best corrosion resistance in the market. So a lot of locks corrode out after a year or two anyway, so you're replacing your locks every couple of years. These go back for the lifetime you have them. So even if you had to go out and say you bought a new truck that you're towing your RV with, and you have to buy a whole new set, these locks are going to last significantly longer than your traditional locks, so it's not actually being spending more money in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And even if you sold your car, you should be able to make a copy of the key anyway and then use it to unlock and lock the stuff that you secured with it.
Definitely that's okay. An option that's available as well, because then you still have one key for all of your locks.
And what kind of products do you have specifically for the RV industry?
So a lot of the stuff we do is just a lot of towing stuff. So we have our receiver locks, and we are working on some new ones to lock RVs and trailers when they're not attached to a vehicle. So we have some new off-vehicle coupler products coming out. So we have one for the lockup regular couplers that'll be out later this year. It's our off-vehicle coupler lock. It secures the coupler on the vehicle so you cannot get in there with a ball to drag it out or anything like that. It's a solid steel construction, so you can definitely be very secure. And then we come out with our fifth wheel or kingpin collar, which works in conjunction with our receiver lock to secure the fifth wheel so it cannot be moved when it's not attached to a vehicle.
Oh, that's kind of neat. And how does that work?
So what it is, it's a collar that slips around the fifth wheel pin, and then you just secure with one of our receiver locks. So it's super easy. It's not a large additional expense to the owner to get this system set up. And that way, you just can't get in there, and it's a to attach the fifth wheel when you don't want someone else to. And it's a large amount of steel, so it's pretty strong, and it's tough, so you don't have to worry about anyone coming there attacking it.
Well, that makes sense. So if you have your fifth wheel stored in like a storage area, and you have this collar around it, it prevents some other truck from getting into the storage area and backing up and taking your fifth wheel, and away we go.
Exactly. So it stops that from people driving away with it. Or if you have it at a, you drop it off at an RV park and you take your truck and you're off doing errands or something like that, you can lock up the fifth wheel and you don't have to worry about someone coming up and backing up to it and driving away with it.
That's really good. I think that that would be an extremely affordable and practical security measure that people can take.
Exactly. And the same goes with our off-vehicle coupler lock, which we're coming out with really soon. It allows for people to, if you have a regular trailer you just attach with a ball hitch to the back of your truck, you can lock it up when you leave it there at either storage or at the RV park, and you can make sure it's secure and no one can drive away with it.
Well, that's really good. And, you know, you see these trailers broken down by the side of the highway a lot, you know, where they might have had a flat tire or something like that, and in order to get it repaired, they've had to detach the trailer and leave it on the side of the highway and then use the tow vehicle to go into town to get the tire fixed. In the meantime, somebody else comes in and figures out a way to get it out of there and wheel off the trailer. But this would prevent that?
It definitely would prevent that. It would, in both instances here, it makes it virtually impossible for someone to connect to it. So you would have to, they would have to figure out some other way to move your trailer instead of just connecting to it and driving it away.
Mm-hmm. Did I hear you say that you have cable locks as well?
We do. We have a 6-foot coiled cable. So it wraps around. It's great for if you're trying to attach bikes, you have a to your RV or to whatever vehicle you have. We've had people use it to attach coolers so they can't walk away on there. It can be used for anything. And it still comes down to uses a vehicle key to unlock it. So you have one key for it. It's a steel cable, so it's got pretty. It's pretty hard for people to cut through, and our locks are virtually impossible to get through as well.
Okay. And it would also be useful in securing a generator, I would imagine, one of the portable generators that people have. Those seem to disappear a lot.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, it's great for that. Anything you would want to lock down that you need a little bit more room to stretch out with, our cable lock is perfect for.
Do you have a larger size if somebody had to secure a bunch of ATVs together?
We only have the 1 6-foot cable lock, but you could, in theory, chain them together.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, and it's not going to take additional time out of your schedule to try to get through because you still have only that one key to open all of the cable locks.
Mm-hmm. Or do you have any other security measures that are coming out that would be of interest to RV owners?
Our big thing right now we're coming out with this is off-vehicle security for the Kingpin and then for our off-vehicle coupler lock. That's our next biggest product we're working on concentrating on right now.
Okay, and when will those be available?
They should hopefully be available here in the next couple months, so about second quarter of 2017.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, where can people buy these locks if they want to get them? Is this something that is specially ordered, or are RV dealers able to stock them?
RV dealers definitely can stock them. If you go to our website, boltlock.com, we have a retail finder on there where it can point you to a retailer near you. They are available. Some in Pep Boys has a receiver lock, so you can go to order them through Advanced Auto. If you go into some areas, have 4-wheel parts stores, they're available there and available on a whole other bunch of websites, including even Amazon.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed in one of the fact sheets that they are also available through Meyer Distributing and Keystone Automotive. So RV dealers, most of them have accounts with one of those companies, and they can order them and sell them from their dealerships.
Yep, and also through NTP.
NTP as well. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, that's now Keystone Automotive. I believe they're all combined under one giant big brand. So that's,
yes, that's, they are now, but NTP really does have, I know they have a lot of business with RV dealers.
Mm-hmm. So. Very good. Will you be at the upcoming NTP show? Do you know if anybody will be there from Bolt?
We will. Actually, I will be out there, so please feel free to come by and see what we have. You can test out our locks, hold them in person, and really see how convenient they can be for you.
Okay, very good. And you said that these are warranted, and for how long?
So all of our locks come with a limited lifetime warranty. So if there's any problems mechanically, so the lock stops working, if you get corrosion or something like that, just get in touch with us, and we'll be replace the locks out for you.
So if a person has a problem with the lock and they need to have it replaced, how can they do that?
So if you have a problem with the warranty, a problem with the lock, and you want it replaced under a limited lifetime warranty, you can either contact us directly at our 800 number, which is 844-972-7547, or you can reach us at info@boltlock.com, and we'll take care of them, get you the paperwork, get that lock replaced out for you directly. Or you, of course, we warranty our entire distribution system here as well, so they can, depending on what the store's return policy is, you can always take it back to the store and then replace it for you directly right there.
That sounds good. One other thing that consumers might have a question about is how can they know for sure that their vehicle's lock will work with a bolt lock before they buy the lock?
Sure. If you go to our website, boltlock.com, we have a vehicle match on there. Makes it super easy to put in there and see if, hey, what I have this year, make and model vehicle, what locks do I need for that? Or you can always contact us at info@boltlock.com, and we'll be more than willing to help you figure out which locks you need for your vehicle.
Oh, that's great. So all they have to do is send in the email and say, I have a 2007 Toyota, whatever kind of vehicle it is. Will my key work on your locks, and be able to get a quick reply?
Exactly. Just send it to us, and we'll be happy to give you that and give you the part numbers you need exactly for your vehicle.
BOLT is actually an acronym for something that stands for Breakthrough One Key Lock Technology. And how'd you guys come up with that?
So we came up with the idea of BOLT originally as an item for the OEs. As I said before, we make locks for GM, Ford, and Chrysler, as our parent company does. And we came up with the idea of trying to make it easier for them during the assembly process, trying to make it so instead of having to send out all these different locks that are coded to your vehicle, that are created to match the vehicle already, now they can, hey, an assembly line, pull out the key, set the vehicles right there, so you have, it's easier for them on the assembly line. And we're like, well, wait a minute, this is a great idea to take to consumers, so they get all this additional security, the same security, same constructions, and same testing we put into the locks we make for GM, Ford, and Chrysler, but now we are making this available to the consumers so they can have that one key and they can set as many locks as they want to it with that one key.
Well, we would really then encourage RV manufacturers to explore a partnership with your company if that's as simple as it takes, so that during the assembly process, whenever they've got keys in compartments or latch doors, whatever it might be, that they'd be able to use the vehicle's key if it's a motorhome, or to provide one key to work all of the locks and compartment doors that would be unique and different for that particular vehicle from all the other RVs in the RV park. Well, once again, if people have questions and want more information, how do they get a hold of you?
They could definitely go to our website, boltlock.com. You can email us at info@boltlock.com. And also check us out on social media. It's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're at BoltLock.
At BoltLock. That sounds great. Well, thank you very much, Jason. I really appreciated the time. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'm pretty impressed with this technology.
Well, thanks for having us, and hopefully more people will be willing to try it out and see exactly how convenient bolt locks can be for them.
Super. Thanks again. I'm thankful Jason Buckles took time to appear on this show. I think the technology that Bolt has developed is a home run for the RV industry, if only RV manufacturers would embrace it. I'm sure the company would be willing to work with RV manufacturers to develop locks for doors and compartments on RVs that would allow users to use just the RV's unique engine lock to open them all. And it would be unique to each RV. I think that'd be a great idea. Until then, consumers can really find the technology to be helpful. I know that when I was full-time RVing, I brought a bicycle with me, and it was always a challenge to find the bike lock in the desk drawer when I needed to use it. Knowing that Bolt makes products that would allow me to use a cable lock to secure the bikes that could be unlocked with my car key would have been tremendously convenient. If people want more information about Bolt or to watch a video of the locking technology in action, visit www.boltlock.com. We'd like to thank Fusion Electronics for sponsoring this week's podcast. RV manufacturers and RV owners are coming to depend on the lifestyle entertainment specialists at Fusion for the highest quality stereo systems and speakers for all types of RVs. Fusion's Signature Series marine-grade speakers are designed to handle anything that even the harshest of outdoor and travel conditions throws their way while offering unparalleled performance. For more information, visit www.fusionentertainment.com. That's it for this week's show. It'll be a busy travel week and a half in Phoenix, but I do get to visit some of my favorite places there, especially Enchiladas Mexican Restaurant in Glendale. I love enjoying a Mexican meal outside in their special patio area, and they have the best salsa ever anywhere. Their chips are made out of the same ingredients or material that make bowls for taco salads. Absolutely delicious. Best part of the trip is the weather. It's expected to be in the low 70s just about every day, and I love it. Love Arizona this time of year. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.